No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gav the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah.
Boy, make it get down one. No Living Larry, the boy, the bad house, clock it in, boy. Friday! Yeah, we made it, baby. It's Friday. Yeah, I know y'all out there saying, where's the snow? We're going to get to that in a minute. 37 degrees right now. Rain falling in Charlotte, America. Rain is going to be falling all day long. Your high is only going to get to about 39. And we're close to that right about now because, you know, the temperature is not going to move too much. Actually, the temperature is going to begin to drop off a little bit. Just drop off. It's going to drop off a little bit, all right? But right now, dealing with some rain this morning, wet streets, and in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
You good?
I'm wonderful.
All right. Also in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian. Bye-bye.
I say good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
South
side. Good morning.
Two thumbs up for my side, the north side.
Good morning.
What up, boy?
What up, dude?
You good?
I'm cooling.
You cooling like a fan or just cooling?
Just cooling.
All right, that's what it is, man. Welcome to Friday. And everybody out there said, where's the snow, Larry? Where's the snow, Charlotte, America? Well, listen, if you're up in Boone, man, they if you're up in Boone, near Appalachia State, boy, they getting it bad. they woke up into a white Christmas. It is snowing bad up in Boone, but however, snow down here in Charlotte, they're saying it's slated to start in the 1 o'clock hour, about 1 to 1:30, and then it's supposed to be rain and snow for the rest of the day. So from about 1 to 9 p.m., that's when they're saying the snow flurries are going to start. But this morning and all morning long, all day long, we're definitely going to be dealing with rain, freezing rain. So if you're out there, you got to drive. Please be careful. Slow down. Increase your following distance. What did y'all see on y'all drive in this morning?
It's just rain. Just rain and wet roads out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just raining.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of people out this morning either for me, like even on the highway, because I come in on the highway. It wasn't a lot of people out on the highway. However, you know, as the day pick up, you know, so does traffic. So, like I said, if you're going to be out there driving, as the snow starts to come in later on this afternoon, about, they said from, like I said, 1 to 9, from that's a lot of snow flurries and a lot of snow. However, they're saying, like, you know, overnight and during the morning, that's Saturday morning is when you're going to get the bulk of the freezing and the icing overnight. And then tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine with about 50 degrees. But if you're coming in this morning, you're coming into some rain. And if you don't got to be out all day long, get what you need to get. Get it done before like 1:30 and then just get on in the house. Do y'all have like a snow plan or like a extreme weather plan at your crib? Like, what do y'all usually do when it does snow or when it does ice bath?
Get milk and bread.
Are you one of those people for real,
Bert? No.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not.
You
we just sit back, chill,
yeah,
let it pass, because it don't last long around here.
For the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But I mean, well, it ain't 2020 no more, but still, you never know.
You right. So you don't go get nothing to eat, nothing like
nah.
That? You just,
we got food in the house.
Okay. Hey, we complete lobster. We ain't got no food now. Won't keep grocery. Them kids eat it all up, so I gotta go grocery shopping right now. I was gonna go grocery shopping yesterday, but I was like, everybody in the store today. I ain't going in there today. I ain't going in them stores today. I gotta wait. See, I like to go like either later in the night or like early in the morning, like soon as we get off. But yeah, I don't like. But yesterday it was. I went past the Walmart where I live, and boy, yeah, it was crucial. I guess everybody was in there doing what you said, Burpee. They was in there buying all the milk and bread.
I can't stand them people.
Why? Why not?
They be acting like it's the end of the world.
Well, I guess you definitely got to be prepared just in case, you know, just in case you, like, do you think you have enough food stored up if you had to really stay in the house for a week?
Oh, no, I know I don't. I'm like you, Larry. I don't keep groceries in the house.
Yeah. So, like, if you had to stay in the house for a week, like, what would you have to do? Like, what would you do?
I mean, I'm one of those people that has things like batteries, flashlights, mm-hmm. all of those type things.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely keep those types of things on hand, even like a battery television.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a battery television?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have one.
Yeah, that I can put batteries in so that I can still watch television or listen to the radio and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of those. But I sort of prepare that way because I grew up in Virginia Beach,
mm-hmm.
where they have a lot of hurricanes and things of that nature. But as far as food,
no.
Because I don't like to cook.
Yeah.
We do a lot of eating out in our house.
I do too.
But
a lot of eating.
Yeah. That's like one of my, like, that's one of the things that I want to stop doing.
Like 97% eating out.
I want to stop eating out so much.
Yeah.
So, I need to head on to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And get some stuff.
I'm definitely not. Like, for a week, you got to really start thinking, like, if I had to stay in the house for a week, could I survive in here?
Not right now. Not at this moment.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither, Jessica. I couldn't either. Like,
but now
I think I might make about 3-4 days. We'll be there, ate a bottle of canned goods by the end. By that 4th, 5th day, yeah, I'm going to have to go outside and get something.
Now, when the pandemic first hit and we were quarantined and stuff like that,
yeah.
I did go to the grocery store. And so I could have done it. So if there is something where they're like, you know, you're going to have to do this, or if they're saying that the weather is going to get really, really bad and things like that, I'll go prepare. But right now, nah.
Yeah, me neither. Mm-hmm. Bert, you prepared to stay out for a week?
For a week? Nah. Not a week.
How many days?
A few days. We probably got about 3-4 days worth of food in there.
Yeah, we definitely probably got about 2. Maybe 3.
I can give you 1 day of vegetables.
1 day?
You got canned goods? Because a lot of people don't have canned goods unless they have kids.
You know what I did this week? I did it on Sunday.
Yeah.
I made a big pot of soup.
That's dope.
And I've been just sort of eating soup all week,
mm-hmm.
which works for me, but the guy, he hates soup.
That's how I cook.
You grown. You better go get
that's
it.
That's why I'm like, sir, you want to figure that one out, baby.
That's how I cook. That's how my wife cooks. She cooks like to make stuff that'll last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's, we got so many damn kids.
Do you eat leftovers?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy does not do leftovers.
Love leftovers.
That's crazy.
He does not do leftovers.
I know a lot of people, like I've been encountering a lot of people that say they don't eat leftovers. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy to me because I grew up on leftovers. I eat leftovers now. We take food home from the restaurant and eat it the next day. So
listen, I got Thanksgiving stuff still frozen in my freezer.
Jessica, not hell no. Jessica, now you got salmonella. You got salmonella.
Hey, y'all tripping.
You got salmonella in the house. Please. Now, wait a minute now, Jessica. Now, today's inspiration word of the morning is coming from Pastor RJ Davis.
And boy, pull my stuff out.
You're going to turn into a gremlin. If you
Good morning, I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. John Roebling and his son Washington conceived the idea to build the Brooklyn Bridge in 1883. Many thought the idea would not work, but they enthusiastically moved forward with their design. But after only a few months, a tragic on-site accident took the life of John and severely injured Washington, who became unable to talk or walk. Everyone believed that the project would be abandoned, but Washington could still think and devised a plan to communicate to the engineers. From his hospital bed, he tapped out on his wife's arm what he wanted to tell them. He tapped out his instructions for 13 years until the bridge was built. You know, we can all take a lesson from Washington. That is, no matter the circumstances of life, God expects us to finish what we start. And that's exactly what God will do in your life. No matter what your past has been, he will bring you to completion in him. You can be assured that God always comes.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Don't let me Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Burpa, just write it, man. Just write it. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
What?
Let's talk about.
It's time for our Madhouse question of the day. What we got today, Miss Jessica?
All right. going along with all them thugs and everything that were in the Capitol building stealing stuff, we want to know, have you ever stole something and what was it? Name something that you stole.
So the thing about this is I was actually reading a report, and they said, you know, most people say, I'm not a thief. But almost every person, it was like 98% of people have stolen something in their life. In your entire life, you have stolen something at one point in time. I don't care if it was in the kindergarten, second grade, third grade, whatever. You know,
I believe
something.
That.
So, you know, whether it was by mistake or whether it mm-hmm. was, you know, you did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. You have stolen something in your life. So name something you stole. And if you got a little story to go with, I want to hear that too. So something I stole before. So when I was in like the third grade, no, actually it was fourth grade. So when I was in the fourth grade, me and my homeboys devised a plan that we was going to sell candy at school. And we used to have a corner store.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to be the diversion person at first. Until one day the person who was like the master thief wasn't there, and then I had to go in there and steal all the candy. So I actually got caught, so I wasn't good at it. So I had to run out of the store and get, but luckily the bus was coming as I was running out of the store. So I stole like a whole bunch of Reese's Cups, M&M's, Mr. Good Balls, but I got caught. So I think that was the last time I ever tried to steal something in my life.
I remember the first time I ever stole something. I did not know that I was stealing. I was a little girl. I did not know that I was stealing. And I had the very best intentions. I stole a...
Oh, you did, huh?
I did. It was a race car. It was like a little Hot Wheels race car. And I took it out of, I believe it was Bradley's. And I remember the way that I took it, I stuck it in my coat. But like that, like in my shoulder, like I put it inside my coat, like inside, like near my shoulder, and I took it for my brothers.
Oh, you stole it for your brother?
So when I got home, I took it out like in front of my parents and everything, and was like, "Here, I got this for you." And my brothers busted out laughing, and they were like, "No, you stole that, Jessica. You can't do that." And I was like, "What?" And they were like, "You can't just take things out of the store." And my parents were like, "We're gonna take it back up there and give it back." And I was scared to death. I just didn't know.
Right.
I actually took it for my brothers, and I wanted to surprise them for it. That's why I took it out in the manner that I did.
Mm-hmm. But did you take it back to the store?
No, they never made me take it back to the store. But I was scared to death. I was like, "Oh no, they're gonna take me to jail." I was a little girl. I might have been like 4 years old, scared to death.
And Burpee, you look like a thief. You look like you've been stealing since.
Nah, last time I stole something.
Yesterday?
No. I stole some blue lollipop. This is when my brother and I switched seats. We devised a plan to switch.
Okay, girl, you stole some blue lollipop.
Switch spots in third grade.
Oh, I remember this story.
And I did it so I could steal some blue blow pops. And then after I stole the blow pops and ate them, I told him, "Let's switch back to our regular seats," because somebody saw me. And they thought that I was him. And when we switched back to our regular seats, they went up to him thinking he was me, and he got in trouble.
Oh, you've been getting your brother in trouble his whole life. But it's your fault.
I eventually fessed up to it, and I got my tail whooped.
Mm.
Now, we are not encouraging people to go out here and steal.
No, we're not encouraging nobody to go out and steal.
Listen, you know what will happen.
I know.
You know what will happen.
Man, talking about you.
Why y'all out there talking about stealing and making fun of? No.
I was reading a report that said almost 100% of people have stolen something in their life, you know, whether on purpose or whether by accident, like you, Miss Jessica.
Y'all know what happened with the school teachers.
Yeah,
so
that was a little different.
Put that disclaimer out there.
But, you know, so I just wanted to know. I just wanted to know from Madhouse Nation. We wanted to know from Madhouse Nation, like, name something you've stolen before in your life. Because some of y'all out there, some of y'all boosters have been boosting since you was in the womb. How do we get in on this one?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Actress Marion Ramsey has passed away. Now, she was best known for her role as the high-pitched voice character police officer Laverne Hooks in Police Academy.
Oh, that's my movie series right now.
She also had a role in Hello, Dolly! And other Broadway plays. And she was an advocate for HIV and AIDS awareness. According to her manager, she had recently become ill, but the cause of her death is unknown. She was 73 years old. I remember Police Academy used to come on TV all the time.
That was a big movie series.
That was a big movie series all the time.
Oh yeah, that was huge.
I remember that movie.
They got that up to like 4 or 5, right, Burberry? The Police Academy. I know
it might have been more.
I know definitely 4. I know definitely 4.
Definitely got to 4.
Yeah.
But it might have been 6.
And I remember her character because she was a short little black lady and she used to always tackle that high pitched voice and then she'll go deep.
And she had the curly hair.
Man, I might have to go pull that up on the 5-6 today. That was funny.
Yeah, it made me think of. I thought the same thing, Larry. I was like, Police Academy was a good movie. Like, they were good movies.
Funny, too.
Yeah. I might have to go check that one out.
I have to show that to my daughters. Because Ryan like watching older movies, like, you know, that I used to watch coming up. So
that is one of those good older movies that I think still people today, you know, like the younger generation today, would enjoy watching because it's funny.
You know what? That's one of the, you know, we talk about remakes. That's something that I think they could remake and pull off with some new comedians and some new folks. Police Academy. They could do that. They could do that.
That would be a good remake.
Yeah, I think that would be dope.
Well, RIP to Miss Marion Ramsey. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know,
man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Burpee's favorite song.
Hey.
Oh, baby.
Hey. This is the anthem. This song ain't going nowhere for a while.
Burpee, you
going
to get the tattoo?
No, hell no.
Like that lady got?
No.
Why not?
Not at all. For what?
The same reason she did.
No, hell no. Shout out with my bro.
Okay. Okay if you're a throat, baby.
It's okay, Burpee, if you're a throat, baby. Hand him out. Nolan Valera, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. Madhouse Nation, y'all ready to get stimulated? Hey, we got our own madhouse. Well, Power 98 Stimulation. You know what it is? It's called a Half a G for Me contest, and it kicks off this morning. All you got to do is listen out for the money word. We're going to drop the money word at 8 o'clock. We're going to listen out for the money word. You hear the money word. You got 15 minutes to text that money word to 45911. That's right, 45911. I'm going to give you a chance to get your phone out. Go ahead and put it in your phone. Put this keyword or put this text number in, 45911. When you hear the money word, put it in there. Or you can go to our website and put it on our website. And if you win, one national winner will win $500. Hell, we close to the stimulus package. They ain't give you but $600. We gonna give you $500. $500 has all been brought to you by the Greensboro Law Center. So get ready for that coming up this morning at 8 o'clock. We got your money word on the way. Also on the way, we got your Morning Madhouse Classic Throwback. That's up next. It's Pod 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Little bit later, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know usually about this time on a Friday we have Cool Kid Friday. Shout out to all the cool kids out there. We'll return next Friday, but hey, we need some more cool kids. Shout out to all the cool kids out there. Shout out to all the parents out there that think you got a cool kid. If you feel like you got a cool kid and you want to nominate your kid for Cool Kid Friday, shoot us a DM on our Instagram page. Morning Madhouse is right. Morning Madhouse is our Instagram page. So go on there, shoot us a DM, and tell us why your kid should be Cool Kid Friday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Let us know what they doing, what they up to. Shoot us a DM, Morning Madhouse. And Madhouse has two D's. It's real easy to find. If you type in Morning and then you start typing it mad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
She'll pop up. Jessica's picture should pop up. Might even pop out at you and be like, hey, what's up? Nah, but shout out to the last cool kid I remember from late last year was DJ Wildcard.
which is a 12-year-old DJ here in Charlotte, America. And he's done some of our events, and I've done some community work with him. So shout out to DJ Wildcard, man. So keep doing your thing, little 12-year-old. So like I said, if you got a cool kid out there, going to nominate your cool kid. Burpee, which one of your kids you would nominate for a cool kid Friday?
All of them.
All of them? What they doing? What they doing?
Because they all cool. I got a baby in gymnastics. I got a baby in cheerleading.
Damn,
little baby Burpee, she ain't in nothing, but she can dance her little tail off.
Okay.
And my son, he's just a cool dude.
Okay. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
This is it all.
Power 98.
Y'all know the Madhouse. We got an album out. Y'all make sure y'all go download the Madhouse album. Y'all know each and every Friday we can make a song out of anything. We take suggestions. You give them to Burpee. And Burpee goes into the lab and actually makes a song out of anything. So shout out to Burpee for that. And shout out to Madhouse Nation for participating in that. And y'all make sure y'all go download the album. What's the name of the album?
The Madhouse presents I Make Hits
Volume 1. And we're actually working on Volume 2 right now. So, you know, one of my favorite songs is one I was just playing in here, Burp, this morning. You know what I mean? And later on in the morning, you're going to make a song out of anything again, right?
Yes, sir. You know, it's Bike, first one of 2021, and this one, woo!
I say it every week. You
Larry.
Do be saying you make bangers.
But
every
this
week.
One is very specific.
Oh, yeah?
Very, very specific.
Like that?
Yeah. And it's, I think the culture might like this.
So if you're just tuning into the Madhouse, this is the first time you've ever heard of this. So what happens is we say, you know, we work in the music industry and a lot of artists, they come to us and they tell us about their songs. So we said, hey, you know, y'all just be out here just making songs about anything. So we took it and we started making songs about anything.
Literally.
Like one of them was called Wi-Fi Connect.
That's one of your favorites.
That's one of my favorites. And you know why I like this song? Because the beat was so hard, though. The beat, I don't know who did this beat, but this beat was hard, though.
This beat was hard. You know what I mean?
You can check out a little piece of the thing, man. Y'all get ready for this.
I'm trying to connect.
Tell them who made the beat.
This shout out to everybody trying to get on their Zoom.
Okay.
I can't connect.
What?
I can't connect. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I can't connect. I can't connect. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I can't connect. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I can't connect.
What?
I can't connect. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi can be weak or the Wi-Fi might be strong. I don't care whose it is as long as I get on. I walk up in the place and they better have a hot spot. It's 2020, what? Business don't have no Wi-Fi. It pop up on my phone, which one that I should join. I need that Wi-Fi bad cause my kids in school at home. I need the Wi-Fi, if you don't have it, you rude. I need the Wi-Fi cause she gon' ask me some news. Hey, I can't connect.
What?
I can't connect. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I can't connect. I can't connect. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I can't connect. I can't connect.
I can't connect.
I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I can't connect. I can't connect.
Can't connect.
I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi?
I'm going in.
Going in.
I'm off the dome with it. Y'all know I'm trying to get the Wi-Fi to connect with it. I ain't got no beats. I ain't got no balls. My Wi-Fi won't connect cause I ain't got no stars.
Larry, what the hell is
what?
You ain't got no stars. Why do you need stars for the...
You know, I meant to say bars, because the bars...
Because you was trying to rhyme?
I was trying to rhyme. You know, like the bars and the Wi-Fi.
You know, it's Larry going off beat.
Yeah, but...
He can't connect.
I can't.
He can't connect.
I can't.
He can't connect.
What's the code to the Wi-Fi? He can't connect. He can't connect.
Can't connect.
He can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi?
Starbucks.
Panera Bread. Walmart. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? Coffee bar. All the places. The breakfast spot. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I can't connect.
Say what?
I can't connect. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi? I got a Zoom. I got a meeting. I can't connect. What's the code to the Wi-Fi?
Give me that damn code so I can get AA. Key, get your ass in there and sit down. You know you got them Zoom class today. What? You can't get on the Wi-Fi? I'm going to tell you what. what, you better Wi-Fi your ass in there and get that together before I whoop your ass with this belt. I bet if I hit you with this belt, you gonna connect.
It's not their fault.
Y'all better not have them long ass names either. My Spectrum Wi-Fi 02-5G. I don't want to connect all that. Change your Wi-Fi name. And the code better be short too. Because if I can't get in, I'm going to have a problem. Because you can't do what, Jack? I can't connect.
I tell you what. Give me $5 on this Wi-Fi bill then. And I tell you to go.
All right, you can have whatever name you want.
You see how Wi-Fi make y'all act? Y'all just get angry.
Change that Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I Make Hits Volume 1 is the name of the album on your iTunes store. Go ahead and download that courtesy of the Madhouse. Coming up, man, we're going to let y'all shine. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. You know we love to let you shine and let anybody shine, you know. Time to let them shine, man. Somebody leveling up in your life. You leveling up in somebody's life. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shine from a mile. Queen City, put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine? Good morning.
Okay, good morning. I want to let Kay and the staff that work down at our Speedway in Marshville shine this morning.
Power 98, you want to let somebody shine this morning?
I do.
Go ahead, baby.
I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Imani, who made the varsity basketball team at West Cabarrus High School, and wishing her good luck on her biology exam today.
Shout-out to Cabarrus County. What up? Stop hating, man.
Good morning. You got somebody you need to let shine today?
I sure do.
Go ahead, baby. Who you got?
I have the employees at the United States Postal Service and Gastonia that I want to let shine. We went from an intense election into the Christmas season, now into the stimulus season, falling into tax season. Mm. We have been under a lot of duress, but we made it. And I am so happy to have the co-workers that I have that we help each other.
Shout out to the United States Postal Service, the USPS, bringing them checks. Bringing them checks. She right, though. They did the Christmas season, now the stimulus season, then tax season. Woo, that's a lot of money I got on them trucks. Hey, salute to them frontline workers. Salute to them frontline workers.
We got somebody else on the line?
Nah,
it's time for me?
Yeah.
I have to send a huge, huge, huge shout out to my baby cousin, RJ, a.k.a. 99, as he proposed last night to his girlfriend. Shout out to my new little cousin, Olivia. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. RJ, congratulations to you and Olivia.
A.k.a. my lawyer.
Miss Justin got the Nosy Neighbor News. It's dropping right around 7:24. Keep it tapped in.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. 2021 hasn't been very kind to Dr. Dre. New developments in his divorce case that's going on right now. I got those details on the way for you. I didn't even want to do this story, but listen, Kanye West is romantically linked to someone. I got details about that story. And, YK Osiris, some folks are clowning him. Why?
YK Osiris?
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of a tattoo he got. You know, these rappers go out and get all kind of crazy tattoos. So he probably got a crazy tattoo. I'm going to go with.
Is he still boxing? Probably because he got his ass whooped by.
He done pulled a Nate Robinson.
He done pulled a Nate Robinson.
Oh, boy. Poor YK Osiris. Find out what's going on with him next in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Rags to riches. Rags to riches. What the hell is going on here?
What the hell going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, January 8th. The baby got into a little bit of trouble in Beverly Hills yesterday. The rapper was shopping on Rodeo Drive when someone inside of a store called the police and said that he and his friends had weapons as he and three other men were about to drive off. Multiple cop cars surrounded their vehicle. They detained the baby while officers searched the vehicles. They found one handgun. He was arrested for carrying a loaded firearm, which is a misdemeanor. He was later released and took to Instagram to say, still on time for the meeting. 2021 hasn't been very kind to Dr. Dre so far. The legendary producer suffered a brain aneurysm and burglars attempted to break into his mansion while he was in the hospital. Now, he has agreed to pay his estranged wife, Nicole Young, $2 million in spousal support to cover her expenses until April. This is a temporary agreement as their nasty divorce battle continues. YK Osiris, boy, he hopped on social media to show off his new customized Gucci outfit. Unfortunately, he did not receive the reaction that he was looking for. 21 Savage and DJ Mustard trolled him on social media for wearing fake designer clothes. Now, Mustard said, Gucci don't make that. Other artists joined in like Meek Mill, Lil Yachty, and ASAP Ferg. YK Osiris defended his outfit and called it customized. Now, the pieces are actually Gucci, but they've had some touch-ups by a friend who is a designer. Okay, listen, I've seen this story. I didn't know if I was going to report on it or not because I don't really believe it, whatever. But let me tell you all. Jeffree Star has shut down these rumors that he is romantically involved with Kanye West. The rumor started on TikTok, but Star is setting the record straight. He says, I'm single. I'm not sleeping with anyone. Me and Kanye have never hung out, and this whole thing is really funny. Sources close to Kim and Kanye also deny any type of fling between the two. Now, this rumor started just days after another rumor of Kanye and Kim being on the road to divorce started. So, yeah. We'll see about that one. Happy birthday to Ryan Destiny. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news. Under her underarm, she said.
Jessica, Jessica.
Power 98.
Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all already know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad, man? I'm mad.
All right, hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by the $500 Half a G for Me contest, which starts this morning. So listen, now at 8 o'clock, we're going to give y'all that money word. When you hit a money word, you got to text the money word to 45911. That's right, 45911, or put it in on the Power 98 website. One national winner will win $500 or half a G. And it's being brought to you by the Greensboro Law Center. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. Hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Larry is mad at the Facebook/Instagram president, Mark Zuckerberg. Hell no, Mark. So, Mark put out this big statement saying that he was going to suspend Donald Trump's account in his use of Facebook and Instagram. Listen, but, you know, I did some more deep digging. And according to what I found, this suspension is only going to be 2 weeks. That's only 14 days. You get more days in Facebook jail for girls shaking their booty and doing kind of other kind of stuff than what Donald Trump been tweeting and Instagram and Facebooking out. You only going to give him 14 days? Boosie ain't had an Instagram page and a Facebook page in 6 months. Boosie ain't had an Instagram page in 6 months. He is suing you, Mark, for $20 million because you won't give him his page back. And you gonna only suspend Donald Trump for 2 weeks? 2 weeks? Nah, Mark, nah. Nah, he needed to be suspended at least a year. He need a 1 year suspension like they would do in the NBA or the NFL. He need to be suspended for at least 1 year. He can't do nothing on Instagram or Facebook for 1 year. We, the people, ain't gonna stand for it. And Mark, give Boosie his Instagram and his Facebook back and find out who the hell hacked Burpee's while you at it. You know what I mean? And give Burpee his damn Instagram
give
back,
me
too.
My Instagram back.
Hashtag give Burpee his damn Instagram back. And suspend Donald Trump for a year from it. And while you at it, hey, can you find me some more followers, too, while you at it? Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mann. All right, you know what time it is. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. Hey, Burpee feel a type of way? Yeah. We putting you on blast. Shoot a dummy of the day.
You big dummy. They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Y'all know what's about to happen. It's Friday. It's the first one of the year. Larry, shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Okay, Vivica Fox. Jessica told y'all yesterday that Vivica Fox said Young Thug looked like a cockroach. Talking about his hair. Talking about... Vivica, you really can't talk about nobody's hair right now because your hair is pulled back so damn far. We can't even see the beginning of your damn roots. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
You done had so much work done on your face, you look like something. I don't know what it is, a cockroach, an alien, something other than what you say your real face look like. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
Now, in the same breath, all those black people that said Vivica Fox talk about Young Thug makes her a colorist. Like, seriously, stop making up words. Stop making up these words. And to all these fake, woke black people, take your ass back to sleep. We don't want to hear from y'all no more. Shots fired, man.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots
fired.
Just
to let everybody and their mama is leaving the Trump administration after what happened on Tuesday. Betsy DeVos said, no, I can't do this no more. She is in the head of the Department of Education. She wasn't even near the Capitol building. She said, nope, I quit. Put in my two weeks. Shots fired, man.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Her dumb ass ain't need to be a head of education anyway. Somebody at the head of the national security, he definitely said, you know what? This ain't what I thought it was going to be. I got to get him out of here. I didn't know Braveheart and all his people was going to run up in the Capitol building. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Ivanka Trump. I don't know if this is true, man, but this is just my opinion right here.
Put it out 2 weeks
later. I cannot do this anymore. I can't do this. And who? What? Melania. One of them. Trump got so many baby mamas. I don't even know which one I'm talking about.
Is his daughter, Burpee.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. Exactly. He was talking about her. He tried to make her his baby mama. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Everybody leave.
His daughter resigned too.
His daughter resigned from the family. She said that ain't my daddy no damn. Mom. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
The whole country done resigned, man.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, let's see. What are we talking about this break? So much crazy stuff going on. All right. Here's a little rumor for you all. I don't know if I believe this one, but word is Lil Wayne and Kodak Black are on President Trump's pardon consideration list.
I can see that.
Back in November, Weezy was charged with possession of a firearm and ammunition by a felon, but got in Trump's good graces by supporting his platinum plan. And lately, celebs like Lil Yachty have sent out request to have Kodak Black pardon. Trump is expected to make the announcement about his final pardons on January 19th. I tell you why I really don't believe this. Because I don't believe that Lil Wayne and Donald Trump and Kodak Black especially are on Donald Trump's radar. Maybe Lil Wayne, but damn sure not Kodak Black.
Well, you know, Wayne did the little thing for
I said
Trump.
Maybe yeah, Lil Wayne.
So maybe that
but
was a
I
favor
mean,
for a favor.
At the end of the day, that didn't do nothing for him. And
really
Trump is all about what can you do for me. So that's why I'm like,
but he did show up. I did show up for you. Now you got, you know, I showed up for you. Now you got to show up for me, Trump.
The man is talking about his vice president. He is throwing his vice president president under the bus.
We, the black delegation, don't give a damn.
I just think that this is a rumor that people have started because pardons are about to come down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to get out. Pardons are about to come out. I don't believe this at all.
Me personally don't think Kodak Black need to be pardoned. Now, Wayne, Weezy F, baby, I can deal with that. But Kodak Black, hell nah, leave him in there.
It's a crime what Wayne did.
Huh? Yeah.
It's a crime what he did.
I mean, he wasn't really knowing nothing, though.
What'd you say?
He wasn't really doing nothing, though.
What did he do? Cocaine and weapons.
I mean, you know, you got to protect yourself.
Out the car sniffing.
I mean, you got to protect yourself. Now, the cocaine that's on him. Now, the weapons, you know, you got to protect yourself at all times.
All right.
IQ told you that in lottery ticket. Protect yourself at all times.
Legally, though.
You have to do it legally. You're a felon, too.
Yeah, it's okay. I know a lot of felons care.
I'm just saying, you got to protect yourself. I'm Lil Wayne. I got to have a pistol. I think that was a bit of a dry snitch just now.
I didn't say no names.
All right. I'm Miss Jessica, girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Don't forget the damn song. It's coming up next.
Don't worry about it. We're going to commercial break.
Okay.
Coming up, man, you know we're going to let you shoot your shot again. It's Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Wonder Man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's a Friday fun day, as Miss Jessica says. And yes, Friday, you get to shoot your shot, baby. We'll have different shots that you can shoot. And yes, you can shoot your shot today. Like I said last time on Shoot Your Shot, somebody hit me up and said they wanted to be a radio personality. So that's what we did. But Jessica, you weren't here the last time.
Mm-mm.
So you might have a difference of opinion. You know what I mean? Because, you know, me and Burpee, I thought somebody did.
Larry liked to give people the benefit of the doubt.
And Burpee was like, nobody did good. And I was like, you know, I thought some people did good. So you might have a difference of opinion. You wasn't here last time. So we said we're going to bring it back. You know, a lot of people think they could do this job, Jessica. I know you've been out places and people think they could do the Nose of the Neighbor News.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People think they could jump on the radio and they could be a radio personality. So shoot your shot today. If you think you can do what we do, 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098, and we'll let you try to be a radio personality. And the thing about it is last time on Shoot Your Shot, it went something like this.
Good morning.
All right, Annette, you ready to shoot your shot?
Child, I'm ready.
All right, Burpee, tell her what you got to do to shoot her shot, Burpee.
Okay, Annette, this is what we need you to do. I need you to introduce a song, and your song is going to be Chris Brown and Young Thug, Go Crazy.
Wait a minute. Y'all gave me that long word. I'm a Chris Brown. Oh,
Father God.
What now? Give me a short song.
No. The name of the song is Go Crazy.
You don't even know the music.
The name of the song is Go Crazy by Chris Brown
and Young Thug. Yeah.
And Young Thug. Yeah. Come on now. Okay. Oh, that's all I got to do. I thought, okay. I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna do it my way.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Chris Brown, Go Crazy by Chris Brown and Young Thug, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute now. Don't be laughing at me, no limit, whoever you is.
That's Larry.
You're gonna give me a limit now. Come on. Okay.
Woo!
All right, here we go. You ready?
Y'all ready?
Yep, we ready.
Yes, sir. How you want me to introduce the song? Just say this song, just next song.
Yep, just say, we got more coming back. In the meantime, you just introduce the song.
No, you don't mess me up. I do it my way. Come on, okay.
Go ahead, do your
thing. Okay, I got you.
Whew. Go ahead, we ready.
Do I got to say my name? You want me to tell me your name?
Yeah, whatever you
how you want to.
Good morning, listeners, folks. Good morning. This is Annette that don't have no sense. We're going to go to the radio station for a minute. We're going to take a brief message. But right now, we're going to do a song by Chris Brown. Go Crazy by Young Thug.
You want to shoot your shot? You think you can be a radio personality? 570-WPEG. 1-800-525-0098.
Man, that was bad. It wasn't rough. It was terrible.
But we love you, Annette.
I do love Annette. She tickled me.
Yup. 5-8-WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's side's going to be right near, 39. We had 37 with rain and snow coming in right around 1 o'clock. And right now inside the Madhouse, we letting them do what? Shoot your shot.
Alright, so today on Shoot Your Shot, we're letting y'all be radio personalities or attempt to be a radio personality. So last time, Jessica wasn't here, so me and Burpee said we was going to bring it back again and let Jessica participate with us. And maybe she might find some new talent out there in Charlotte, America.
You got somebody on the line?
I think so. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
This is Devontae, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Devontae, yes. I want you to shoot your shot. Here's what I want you to do. You are a radio personality for Grind Time, the night show. But I want you to introduce the song WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. WAP.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. You ready?
Ready? Go.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Devontae right here on Power 98. And I'm going to introduce to you on the late night WAP by Cardi B and that beautiful Megan Thee Stallion right here on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Devontae, that wasn't good at all.
What?
That wasn't good at all.
Flag on the play. Flag on the play.
I was very excited, but that was not it, brother.
But that ain't it. What? It started out all right.
No, he didn't.
That was on a quiet storm. That was a loud hurricane.
Came with the game. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:52, 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Janae Aiko back on that BS. High today is going to be right near 39, 38 degrees. The rain has stopped falling a little bit, but more rain in the forecast for the rest of the day, and they're saying snow around 1 o'clock. And today inside the Madhouse, what we let them do today, Burp?
We letting them shoot their shot!
All right, Jessica Burp, y'all ready?
Yeah, I think.
I'm nervous.
But what was his name? Devontae was... Okay, he wasn't. He wasn't good. Y'all always say I give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to stop it in 2021.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it. You know I'm going to hold you to it.
Good morning.
It's Sharday Fox here with you this morning. How y'all doing, Charlotte? How you doing, No Limit?
What up, Sharday? You ready to shoot your shot?
Yeah, I'm ready to shoot my shot. What's up? Let's go.
All right, Burp and Jessica, what y'all going to have her do? What you going to have her do, Burp? What you going to have her do?
Oh, it's on me?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Sade, here we go. I need you to introduce this song. It's Janae Aiko and her BS. Introduce that song.
Good morning, Charlotte. I know y'all too busy, tired of dealing with this BS we call weather, but I do got some good BS coming at y'all this morning. We got Janae Aiko featuring her BS. Stay tuned with us. Enjoy.
Okay.
That was well done.
That was good.
I see what you did there.
I see the wordplay. I saw the wordplay.
Hey, Sade, you might can do this job. You hold on, Sade. You hold on. Pie 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, bro?
I'm cooling. How you doing?
You want to shoot your shot, bro?
I want to hear this.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who is this?
K. Dot Smith.
All right. Be a radio personality. We have bad weather today. I need you to tell Charlotte America about this weather that we have today.
Okay.
All right, ready, set, shoot the shot.
Good morning, Charlotte. It's your boy, K. Dot Smith, man. And today we're going to bring you the weather. Right now, it's looking a little rainy. It's going to be a little snow around 12 o'clock. But I hope that doesn't ruin your day to have fun and enjoy your Friday night on the Charlotte.
Okay, it was
that's okay. I ain't mad at you.
I give him a hand clap. Hold on a bit, bro. See, Burp, he was decent. If you want to shoot your shot. 570WPG, went ahead of 525-0098. Roddy Rich, DJ Mutz at High Fashion, it's Pod 98. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's a Shoot Your Shot Friday. We letting folks shoot their shot. Hey, listen, if you got anything, like you got something you want to shoot your shot on, DM us on our Instagram page, Morning Madhouse. Shoot us a DM, and we'll let you possibly shoot your shot. Today, you're shooting your shot at being a radio personality. We had some good people, all right, right? They was all right, right?
Yeah, they were straight so far.
All right, let's see what else we got out there. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, today we're letting y'all be radio personalities, and who is this?
This is Big J.
Big J!
Yes, sir, Big J.
Big J, are you ready to shoot your shot?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Jay, you're Big J, the radio personality, and you're interviewing Master P. Let me hear you ask Master P a question.
interview question.
One, two, three, shoot the shot.
Yeah, this is Big J from Power 98 interviewing Master P. Yeah, Master P, I want to ask you about this Reebok deal you got going on. I heard you were talking about buying them out.
Okay. I mean, P is, that lets me know.
It's up to date.
It's up to date. You're part of the culture. I liked it. You like it, Burpee?
That was all right.
That was all right. Justin, you like it?
That's pretty good.
But just the beginning part, you don't have to say you interviewed. You have to do all that part. But other than that, you did good, bro.
He might have been coming back from a commercial.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He might have been coming back from a commercial.
True. That's true. Good job, Big J. Appreciate you today, big dog.
I appreciate it.
Big J shot a shot. He might be all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, who is this?
Big Sam.
What up, Sam?
Why everybody big?
We had Big J, Big Sam. All right, Big Sam, you ready to shoot your shot?
Yeah.
Burp, what you got for Big Sam?
All right, Big Sam, you are going into commercial break, but the song leading into commercial break is Drake featuring Lil Durk, Laugh Now, Cry Later.
All right, you ready?
One, yeah. Two, three, shoot your shot.
Oh, this is Big Sam. We're going to commercial break with Big Drake.
What?
Well, first of all.
Huh? I'm a Big Sam fan. What happened, Big Sam?
Huh?
Big Sam, what?
Big Sam.
Flag on the plane, left.
What?
Big Sam, what? You gotta get your microphone together.
Big
there,
Sam, man. You don't get your little voice off the damn radio. He started out, I had faith in him.
Boy, that boy's vocal cords are shaking.
He's nervous.
He's nervous.
First day on the job.
First day on the job, he got nervous.
First day ever.
Why you do Big Sam like that, Burp?
Boy, that was terrible. What's up, Big Charlotte?
He hit a dead spot, Burp.
The whole thing was dead. From the beginning. It ain't start off right, man. Everybody want to have a nickname.
Yeah, Big Sam. You got to have a radio personality name, Burp. Your name, Burp.
That ain't a radio personality. I was Burp before I came here.
But you got to have a radio name. You got to have a radio name.
Just Giz on my birth certificate.
Right. So it's Larry.
It is, but I'm saying, though. I mean, you got to have a radio name.
Oh, Godfather on high. Well, I think he got mad just hung up at himself. I'm going to hang up on me.
Not our fault, sir.
Let him hang up on me.
How you hang up on yourself?
Oh, gosh. Okay, that's it for Shoot the Shot today. I had enough shot.
We going to end on that one?
Oh, yeah, we got it. That's it. I don't need no more, Bert. I don't need no more. Sade, you was the best out of everybody today. I will say that. Sade, you did your thing.
She did.
Hit us up, man. We might let you do something one day or something. We might bring you in Zoom or something. Let you do
hit
something.
Larry up.
Yeah, hit me up. Or get the Madhouse at Morning Madhouse on Instagram. Madhouse has 2 D's. And if you got something you want to shoot your shot on, whether it's a job or whether it's whatever, hit us up and we might give you an opportunity on Friday to shoot your shot. But listen, whew, Sam took me out, Burpee. Took me out.
Boy.
You ain't had to do that boy like that,
took
man.
Took me down. You hear me?
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Keys.
What up, Keys?
How you doing? Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 or 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we taking that hood, Black Card, all right? What? Kick it off, Miss Justin.
All right. Annalise Keaton is played by who? In the hit TV show, How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, I got a pass. I never seen that show. I'm sorry.
No. All right, Burke, what you got for?
I need you to spell independent the way Webby would.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means?
Okay. All right. I like it.
All right, your third and final question. You get this one correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood, Black Card, all right?
Okay.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie. In the movie, straight out of Compton. Where did Dr. Dre work?
At the club.
You got it!
I got it!
You win. We did work at a nightclub. You got it, baby. Go ahead. You got 5 shout-outs. Give them to us.
I'm going to definitely give you guys a shout-out because I was so nervous. But, hey, I'm Black Smart, and I'm putting it in the Dominican. Hey! Definitely want to give
a shout out to my kids for being quiet in the car. And I don't know, give a shout out to Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, to my mom, my dad, everybody. I love you guys. And look, and my daughter's like, can I say hey? Say hey,
Oh, Lord.
Okay, she's shy. Thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you.
Came with the gang, came with the gang.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go
down. None of you, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know we drop your Madhouse questions of the day each and every morning. About 6:05, play responses back at 9:25. And, of course, you know, what was the question today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we were asking you to tell us something that you stole. We ain't gonna tell nobody.
Oh yeah, y'all crazy too. Shout out to Chloe Cakes to my I Steal Souls. Thank you, Chloe Cakes. Shout out to Adrian is my alias. He said I steal grapes every time I go to the grocery store.
You better not be doing that during COVID.
Be stealing them people grapes, man. You know that is thievery.
That is thievery.
That's thievery, yes. Shout out to Dominique Green. She said, I stole a jawbreaker when I was 8. And my boy Carlos Mitchell said, I used to order water from McDonald's and go steal the high seat.
Oh, yeah.
That's stealing too, y'all. That is stealing too. That is thievery.
It is?
Yes, yes. You were guilty.
What if I just changed my mind when I got to the drink machine?
You knew that you were doing. You didn't want to pay for that IC. You didn't want to get a Curtis cup of water and then took them people. Yeah, I used to do that all the time, too. That is a form of thievery.
I was asking for somebody. Okay. FW.IB21 says, the last thing I stole was a new candy bar, but I realized that it was nasty. It's just me, Key, says my son's Air Max. Four Strong Us says, I stole some old Navy shorts. They was ugly, but I wanted to experience stealing.
What?
I was like 12 years old. Jason Griffin said quarter water, and Novelty Bug says chapstick. Around 7 years old, my mom told me that I was going to hell.
Black people will try to
scare the mess out of you.
You can't let people run around stealing, man. You can't let people run around stealing.
Big John 4416 said time at work like any other real N-word. Yeah. Give Me 6 feet said a phone case from Walmart. It was just sitting there open, so it said take me. Holistic Journey said eyelashes, curlers, and makeup.
So you're the one stealing out the beauty store getting people beat up.
That's why Tyson got top five security in the world.
Because of y'all in there stealing them people lashes. Pay them 99 cents and keep push.
They got a whole wall of pictures of people that steal.
They do.
Oh, no, yeah. As soon as you walk out, there's a whole wall of just pictures. And it's the pictures as of people, like the security camera pictures of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that little old man that sits in the chair when you walk in there. He's so nice.
Wow.
So nice.
I ain't been
he watching you.
Though.
But he watching you.
Yeah,
he don't play no games, but he nice.
Okay,
he nice. Shout out to Lionel, they used to work up here.
All right, man. You know the Madhouse. Voicemail is always popping 704-227-8780. Anything you heard on the show you want to comment on? Then go ahead, big dog, go on and do your thing.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing? I just wanted to call to make a response to that caller that called in earlier this morning. Which it'll be the next day when y'all have to get this mess, so it'll be like the day before. Man, it's amazing how you get whites to hear the same thing on a Rush Limbaugh radio station, way worse than what was talked about this morning. And they don't say a word, but they hear these words, or they hear something that feel like is downgrading or making their race sound bad, and they get upset. There was no reason for that call this morning.
Absolutely wasn't. And he's talking about the call that called us yesterday and cussed us out.
Yeah.
No, he ain't cussed me out.
He ain't cussed me out either. He must have cussed out.
I don't give a damn about that, man.
He was just cussing on a voicemail.
He probably listening right now.
I wish he called back up here. Boy, yeah, I wish he called back
up. Talk to me on the phone.
Directly.
Talk to me on the phone.
Directly, sir.
He won't.
I want you to tell me, what did we say that was racist? We reported the facts.
Yeah.
We reported what happened.
What happened?
That wasn't fake news. You saw the people running the Capitol building. You saw them breaking and entering, which is a crime.
In the Capitol.
And if you missed it, I got the pictures.
704 227 dominating anything you heard on the show you want to comment on. And make sure you tap in every morning at 6:05 for your Madhouse question of the day. Still to come on the Madhouse, Miss Jessica's got your Nosy Neighbor recap, and we can make a song out of anything.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Y'all ask for it, Madhouse Nation. It's back. We can make a song out of anything. Friday Fun Day, it goes down like this. Burp, you back in the lab on him.
You know, I had to get Bike in the lab. I'm not playing. It's the first one in 2021, and after everything that just happened, I had to.
Make a song out of anything?
I had to make a song about it.
Well, I think it also started from that call we got yesterday.
You guys are a bunch of f***ing racists. Stop the radio. Just because it's white people. Say something about the black f***ing people that are bad, worthless f***ers.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know we back at it again. It's time to make a song out of anything. Let's go with it. Burp, Jess, No Limit Larry. Y'all know how we do it. We just be playing around. But for real, though, we really can make a song out of anything. Just like this. Go ahead, Burp. I know you ready to spit to him. You ready to get to him. Turn up, Madhouse Nation. Turn this one up in your car, baby. Kick it to
go
him.
Go ahead now. Go ahead now. Don't come over here with that matches.
Go ahead now.
If you hear a black person, tell them.
Go ahead now.
Just keep it moving. You gon' lose it. Go ahead now. Go ahead now. Go ahead now. Don't come over here with that matches.
Go ahead now.
If you hear a black person, tell them.
Go ahead now.
Just keep it moving. You might lose it.
Go ahead now.
Did y'all see them run up in the Capitol? The ones who were black, we not claiming them. You know it wasn't us, it was some white people. Climbing the walls, even Latinos said, no bueno.
No bueno.
Them hillbillies are first cousins, so you know they slow. But they had ran up in the hood? Hell no! Cause we at the house watching TV, hollering that I go! Hollering that I go! We hollering that I go! If it was us, we'd have been shot down. They couldn't even put the building on lockdown. The vice president was hiding on. He hot now. Blue Lives Matter, why the hell they fighting now?
They fighting. They fighting. They fighting.
What you gonna tell them, Bird? What we gonna say?
White on white crime. We just glad it wasn't this time. Maybe this time y'all will open your eyes. You think you the victim, you better stop lying.
Stop lying, stop lying.
Mind your own business.
We woke now. We woke. This is a woke.
Who gonna save us? I don't know.
Nobody.
Maybe the Avengers. Go ahead now. Go ahead now.
No.
Don't come over here with that mess. You go ahead now.
Go ahead now.
If you hear a black person, tell them.
Go ahead now.
Just keep it moving. You might lose it.
Go ahead now.
Say go ahead now. Go ahead now. Don't come over here with that mess. Just go
ahead now.
If you hear a black person, tell them.
Go ahead now.
Just keep on moving, you might lose it.
Go ahead now.
Move your ass out the way. Move your ass out the way.
Okay.
Move your ass out the way.
Okay.
Move your ass out the way.
Okay.
Go ahead now. Go ahead now. Go ahead now. I said it. Go ahead now.
Y'all better stop playing.
Y'all better stop playing. Before we strap up for real.
You hear any black person looking at you and say, hey, tell old buddy, go ahead now.
That mean business. They mean business.
Something about to happen.
Right now. Right now.
Say it with us. Come on now. Go ahead now. Go ahead now.
Don't come over here with that mess. Just
go ahead now.
If you hear a black person, tell them.
Go ahead now.
Just keep it moving. You might lose it.
Go ahead now.
Hey.
I make it, the tempo of radio is back in 2021, Larry and Jessica.
Thank you.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors?
it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, January 8th. The baby got into a little bit of trouble in Beverly Hills yesterday. He was on a shopping spree in Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive when someone inside one of the stores called the police and said that he and his friends had weapons. Oh, as he and three other men were about to drive off, multiple cop cars surrounded their vehicle. They were detained and officers searched the vehicle. They found one handgun. The baby was arrested for carrying a loaded firearm, which is a misdemeanor. He was later released and took to Instagram and said, still was on time for the meeting, though.
Right. I mean, come on, man. We ain't here spending $300,000. Y'all talking about we got guns and weapons. We ain't here robbing nobody.
But also, there were three other people that were in that car.
I'm just saying.
Why do you only pin it on him? Like, who did the gun belong to? And what's going on?
It's all good.
2021 hasn't been very kind to Dr. Dre, the legendary producer, suffered a brain aneurysm, and when that was announced, burglars knew that he wasn't home, so they tried to break into his mansion while he was at the hospital. Now, he has agreed to pay his estranged wife, Nicole Young, $2 million in spousal support to cover her expenses until April. The temporary agreement, like I said, is temporary as their divorce battle continues.
Yeah, I'm sick of her.
Boy.
I'm sick of her. But I'm sick of her.
She told somebody, yesterday or the day before yesterday, he got $262 million in cash and Apple stock somewhere hiding from her.
Yeah, like, why is you counting out my money?
Boo, the fact that your settlement for spousal support right now, until April?
Temporary.
Is already
the temporary $2 one is $2 million.
And you, when you put your thing, your little demands out, $900,000 was dedicated to entertainment.
You crazy as hell.
Hey, listen. Listen, they live a whole different lifestyle. I don't know nothing about it. Jeez Louise.
Gotta go make a beat.
YK Osiris hopped on social media to show off his new customized Gucci outfit. Unfortunately, he did not receive the reaction that he was looking for. 21 Savage and DJ Mustard were trolling him on social media for wearing fake designer clothes. Mustard said, Gucci don't make that. Meek Mill, Lil Yachty, and ASAP Ferg also joined in on the action. Now, YK Osiris defended his outfit and called it customized. The pieces are actually Gucci, but they've had some touch-ups by a friend who is a designer. I actually saw YK Osiris and 21 Savage on live yesterday going back and forth. Hilarious.
I saw some of it.
Hilarious. And YK Osiris also hopped on social media to say, y'all ain't say nothing when Busta Rhymes had the jacket on and, like, showed a picture of Busta Rhymes with the exact same jacket on.
You gonna put Busta
He was like, y'all ain't say nothing when he had it on. Why y'all coming for me?
So maybe it is real. Or was Busta Rhymes wearing a fake one?
It's all real. Yeah, it's all real. But this designer went and sort of cut it up and made it into
made
something
it their
new.
Own thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And why... 21 Savage on the live wasn't saying that it wasn't real. He was saying that it's ugly.
Yeah, they were just saying it was.
He said, call him, call the designer. This is real. And 21 Savage said, I'll call him and tell him that ain't it. You know that ain't it. He said it was just an ugly coat, so. Jeffree Star has shut down the rumors that he is romantically involved with Kanye West. Now, this rumor started on TikTok. He says, listen, I'm single. I'm not sleeping with anyone. Me and Kanye have never hung out. And this whole thing is really funny. Sources say that Kim and Kanye also deny any fling between the two. This rumor started after this new rumor that Kanye and Kim are actually headed down towards divorce. They're about to get divorced. That's also a rumor that's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Thank you. Happy birthday to Ryan Destiny. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.